Here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Wake up with eggs, toast.
Jeez.
Oh,
what happened?
Speak to Bob.
Nice work.
We ready?
Smoke Monster is sorry for technical confusion.
What's Tom doing in there? Turn on his mic. Oh, now he stops talking.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Are you using a conditioner slash shampoo thing, or do you use two separate bottles?
You talking to me?
No, me.
It's just
looking regular
really
shampoo.
Good. Nice and flowing. Very Saeed.
Oh, thanks.
Here's Grooves.
Hi.
Sponsors.
Don Davis Auto Group in Raleigh House, Texas bring you my nizzle.
There, look.
Thanks. Now, in studio, Mike Reiner. Did you finally do it? Get your dream? And
what dream is that?
Just to host the show by yourself.
Yeah, well, that is not my dream.
Get rid of the snake?
That is not my dream. I'm not about getting rid of people.
That's not your goal?
I'm about adding on.
Expo.
All right. Well, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
It's great to see you. I saw you were here very early today. Then you left.
Yes. Nice to be here.
Very clandestine little meeting you had this morning.
It didn't amount to much.
No?
No.
Is the snake on his way, or?
I don't know.
Is he just very snake?
I can't say for sure.
For his schedule. Not sure when this whole thing starts.
Yeah, we might be impinging upon his snake time.
Well, today...
Oh, look at that. There he is. Whoa.
What?
Nice of you to join us.
Look at him, his Simpson snake shirt.
Hey, where's the pizza? He's got his iPad.
Dude, that hair is troubling.
Does he want to...
Mine?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with that?
You want it's... people to ask you about your shirt?
You've really transitioned.
Do you like the Simpsons, too?
You love the girl.
He wants people to ask him about it. He wants people to ask him about that and his hair.
You've really transitioned into the, yes, I spend a lot of money getting this hair to look like this. It used to be snake, whatever, I roll out of bed. Now
he also wants you to ask him about his shoes.
Oh, yeah?
That might be a $100 haircut.
What do you got going?
Is he wearing his jellies again?
Take one off.
Not even close.
What are your shoes like?
My shoes? They're sandals. Just nothing.
Wow, those are beat up.
Like Danny may approve
ask
your
about
haircut.
He also wore shoes. With
you want to go down that road?
The heels.
Well, since I've had one haircut in the last 9 months.
Mark.
Hair does not look like that just by accident.
I'm telling you right now, it's been 9 months.
What did you do to it this morning? Put some gel in it?
I didn't put anything in it.
Man, it's just like this, huh?
No, I just kind of
brush
it.
Natural juices and berries.
Yeah, natural, like...
What?
What? Akeem.
Why'd you look at Donovan?
Because he is Prince Akeem. No, I don't do anything. Look, man.
Some people wear their hair that way.
It's not natural.
Oh, listen to your brother back there.
Yeah, some people wear their hair that way.
Yeah, see?
I support you.
Oh, they got that going for you.
No, this haircut. And when I do get it cut.
I forgot about that.
When I do get it cut.
$30.
You get to watch sports.
$30?
$30.
Man, that's a lot.
Is sports on?
Come to the hood. We won't charge you $30 at all.
Sports is not on, is it?
No, sports is not on in there.
Do you know
get
where...
a scalp massage or anything?
No, because one of my good friends cuts my hair, and so we don't deal in massaging.
Do you know where to get a Brazilian wax down there?
Well, that comes with it.
I guarantee Corby knows where to get one. Does Hopkins cut your hair?
Hopkins.
Netterman?
Omar does.
Jay the Midget.
Today is Tuesday.
From The Wire.
Tuesday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. There are 283 days left in 2010.
Do you need a Brazilian wax, Dan?
No, it was just a topic earlier today. A topic. Show topic.
Again.
And what was the final posture on it?
Donovan claims he knows where you can get one, but he can't name anywhere.
I mean, I don't know the place of business, but I know I could walk in and say, give me a Brazilian wax, and she'd say, okay.
Well, we want you to do that.
All right.
Well, look who just popped on Facebook, Mike Reiner.
Well, welcome, Mike.
Yeah, it's a very...
you're back home.
It's a very common process for some, I've heard.
Dudes?
You know, you have to groom yourself down
I've never met a guy who's done that. You've never met a guy who's done that either.
You can groom yourself, but that's snip not one of that's us. Extreme.
I'm telling you right now, there's not one of us that hangs out with a guy who's ever had that done. Not one of us.
No, we don't know about that.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of pro athletes are into it.
Okay, well, you hang out with a lot of them?
No.
There you go.
Why'd you ask?
Wind resistance.
You know, on this day, Mike, in 1806, explorers... Well,
what makes you think that a lot of pro athletes do this?
Because I swear Gabe was used to swear by it.
Oh, really?
Well, Gabe shaved his whole body.
Yeah, he's not a lot of pro athletes.
No, dude.
He's exceptional.
He's very exceptional.
You don't but you have Gabe to keep yourself groomed.
Speaks for pro athletes?
Not at all.
You don't groom at all?
As much as he speaks for everyone that lives
Me?
In Milwaukee?
Yeah.
No.
Play you don't take scissors or clippers down there and...
It's been 9 months for that cut, too?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Explorers...
I shaved down there, but that's about it.
What caused
Does
the
that
music...
Does that excite you at all or no?
To go down. So many things have been said.
Nope. I don't touch anything.
On this day
I would love to have the ability
cut
to
the
make
underarm
you
hair.
Nope.
At all?
Nothing.
I have to do that.
Let it go.
How do you guys feel about Barcelona's chances in the Champions League?
On this day in 1806, explorers Meriwether Lewis and William Clark, having reached the Pacific coast, began their journey back east.
Yeah, but were they competing against black guys then?
Mike.
That's a good question.
What? What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Lewis and Clark. Yay or nay?
He was sleeping.
Nay. You're against them.
Really?
Yeah.
Martin and Lewis.
I'm for them.
Okay.
On this day, if you could mark Mike back then, too, that'd be good. 5 years ago on this very day, an explosion at a BP oil refinery in Texas City, Texas.
AP
killed 15 people.
A BP. British Petroleum.
And on this day in 1970, South Africa was banned from the Davis Cup tennis tournament because of its apartheid policy.
Yes.
That showed them.
Scarlet
you can't play tennis.
In the Davis Cup.
That's not me speaking Afrikaans.
Is that the Davis Cup looking for some pub? All right, in today's P1 birthday news... Well, I guess we'll give the station birthday news first. It is the birthday of one awesome Danny Bayless. Does everybody know that?
Wow.
Birthday show
well
planned?
Now.
We were not
well,
aware of this.
Now.
Do you have special guests planned for Danny?
I've got a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after
I mean,
hour.
Yes,
we're
gonna, what kind of special
we're
guest?
We're going to dedicate a whole segment to Danny Drops.
If Danny would let us have a Sahara Rain reunion, we would do it. But I swear, if the guys came in here, he would walk out, never to return.
Are you suggesting he's maybe
Let's
turned
bring him
his
in.
Back on them?
Oh my God, has he freaking turned his back on them? He's so embarrassed.
Probably smart, or else he'd be like Antoine Walker.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have his fortune that he has
Can't
today.
Have your posse bringing you down.
True dat. True be dat. Well, happy birthday, Danby.
Scroll up dip.
Stinky posse.
Scroll up dip.
Scroll up dip.
So happy
now
birthday.
Now let's stop down for a little Claudette.
No.
It's Danny's right. birthday,
no
man.
There's
Come
no
on.
Reason to do it.
Danny, do it for Danny.
There's no
you know,
reason to do it.
You know, he's haven't done it about a month now.
There's no
let's,
reason
let's
to do it.
Let's see if you still got your stroke. Come on.
If I still have my stroke?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Hi, Dan. How are you? I have a request for the birthdays today. P1 Georgia Anderson. She says they won't say her birthday because it's Danny's birthday. She absolutely loves Danny and is his biggest fan. Wish him a happy birthday from us all at IntelliStaff.
Made up.
You think that's...
Boy, that sounds like something right out of 24, doesn't it?
They're at IntelliStaff right now.
Mandalay Industries. IntelliStaff.
The future.
Oh, they must be pretty smart over there.
The
at
future of
IntelliStaff. So, anyway, she would be
staff.
Thrilled to hear Donnie Dew sing Georgia on My Mind.
Shouldn't we be listening to Charles Gardner?
But.
Scarlet Debt.
Scarlet Debt.
Hey, Dan, my fiance, Chris Gerringer, is turning 29 today and Ryan. Is a loyal P1.
Dead.
Alan Dance.
He would love it if you all wished him a happy birthday. I've included a picture in hopes of making the wall of me and my two best friends at last year's great game. I'm on the far left with the Why Today Doesn't Suck shirt. Sweet Jen is in the middle, and Caitlin the blonde is on the right. Thanks so much from Angela. P.S. Tell Mike I love him.
Ooh.
Mike.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I remember this troikum.
Hopefully they'll be at this year's.
Well, they are
what,
partying.
Mike, what was that?
You were my whore.
Wow.
Where are they from?
No, unfortunately, they will not be here. Or at least two of them won't be here.
Did you kill them?
Are they deported?
Have them murdered?
Are they begging to get out of the well?
Hey, pass that around, Mike. What are you hogging for?
Sorry.
Just because she's
mine.
You know what?
No one can see them.
Doesn't mean you have to hog them.
I want to treat you rough, throw you around, spank and slap you.
Why won't they be here?
I think that deserves a special place on the wall, that picture.
Wow.
What happened to them?
Two of them are out of the country.
Doing what?
The what tree?
Doing what?
The country.
What are they doing?
They're living their lives abroad.
Fruit crushing.
Oh.
Fruit crushing.
Like Lucy did.
Mm-hmm. An international fruit crushing trip.
And dear WTDS, today is our good friend P1 Chad Jackson's birthday.
Chad.
He did not go to TCU, but he does surround himself with hot women all the time.
The first
picture for Yawal was taken aboard his motorboat, Service Me.
Oh, dear.
And includes his wife and two girlfriends that... Okay, let's see.
Motorboat mommy.
Oop, wasn't supposed to read that.
There's a lot of stuff here. For his birthday, Chad would like to hear Mike reading Tiger texts to Jocelyn James.
Have you got a load of this, Mike?
Stay hard. P1's Jason, Kotz, Cameron, Kelly, and
Is this
Scott.
What we're reading
you have
now?
Done just yes. about everything, haven't you?
One of those is his wife. I think if that's his wife, maybe.
How do you know that?
You got those?
How about a quickie right. before I go?
We got it in color.
You better want to take care of me.
Who's the one in the polka dot
I don't know.
Bikini?
I don't know who she is. She's got dark hair, but you need to contact me.
No, that's the one I like.
Well, I have the computer with her picture up. Therefore, and she's mine.
Corby has the,
to share her.
Corby has a $200.
No, you lose.
Right, right.
You
I paid $200.
Me and I'd be very happy.
I paid $200 for my haircut. Diamond doesn't
have a threesome with you and another girl you trust.
Still have dip.
She is hot.
They're all hot.
I can't see that far.
They're all hot. Okay. Every one of them. And so's the one that is pictured separate from the others.
Wow. Whoa.
Donovan, like he's never seen
Let's
a
girl. Let's call her Courtney.
Man. Oh,
Let's
my
call
God.
Her Juggy.
Stu?
Oh, my God.
By
God.
The way.
Look at that sweater meat.
By the way,
Blah.
I don't know if you've heard the latest from Phil.
How about she call me tomorrow?
Phil the intern, Dan.
Get it? Get you.
Oh. Got it.
Oh. But he walked into the meeting room yesterday and said,
"You want to go, Donovan?
Does Walt from Breaking Bad remind you of anyone up here?" No, I never thought of that about anyone. It's like, you don't see a little Stu Cedar in Walt? And I sat there and thought for a moment. I think if we put together a Breaking Bad up here, wouldn't Stu have to be Walt?
Yeah.
Any other candidates? Just the mustache give it away? Does that get him the role?
I can see that.
I'll go with that.
Or is everyone?
I'm on
like
you, man. I'm on you, dog.
Breaking Bad or Stu Cedar?
I'm feeling you.
Is Breaking Bad that great?
I thought you carry the Breaking Bad flag, don't you? Don't you run around
joking.
Like the Cowboys guys after the touchdown?
Right.
They run around the end zone with the Cowboys flag.
In a white shirt and blue jeans show. And boots and a back,
just so
black hat.
Everybody knows where the Texas hard line.
A star.
All right, so you guys talk up.
I got the sheriff.
Lost and 24 and stuff, but you all watch Breaking Bad, correct?
Skull Lip Dip.
Do you watch it,
Skull Lip Dip.
Watched Breaking it Bad? Sunday night. I watched the first episode ever.
Are
like
we...
A week before it was even on TV.
Are we in agreeance here that... It is the best show on TV currently that's running at this very moment. Is there a show that's better than Breaking Bad?
Well, I don't know. Nurse Jackie may have something to say about that.
I didn't
that.
Ask you.
Two and a Half Dads.
Two and a Half Dads?
Oh. You got to get the name right.
Two and a Half Men, buddy.
Dang it.
That's Dan's family,
is
minus a half.
Martin still on?
How about that United States of Terror? What's wrong with that show?
Nothing. But Breaking Bad, unequivocally... unequivocally,
yeah,
very
the
strong.
Best show on TV.
Very strong.
What
right
about
now?
Modern Family?
Now, when Mad Men comes back on,
Overrated.
Give me Mad Men.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Overrated.
Simmer down.
Dude.
What about the marriage ref?
What a beating. It's awful.
Where do I get some boots like the cousins have?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know, man. Those kind of denote that you're in some sort of Mexican gang, right?
You better be ready to crawl on your belly at any second.
Yeah, is crawling bit a real thing?
So, like, when you showed up, Bob, like, to your in-law's house with those boots on, would they drop down to their knees and...
Just start crawling?
Oh, senor.
Why were they crawling?
Who's this?
Please spare us.
Deference to their god, I'm guessing. No?
But they have to crawl all across town to get to the...
They crawl to the idol.
Shrine?
That's just part of it. Yeah, you crawl to the grave. I mean, look. We're all guessing here, but...
We all do different things on Sunday.
Right.
Hmm. Weren't they going to get spotted?
All right, Elton.
Spotted by who?
That?
Roger
I don't know.
Bannister's 81.
Whoever might be watching.
In that little tiny town in Mexico?
A little picture of Eisenberg.
It could happen.
Ron Jaworski is 59.
Wow, that's an Eagles great. That's the true number seven.
Boy, that Amari dunk is pretty awesome.
Jason Kidd is 37.
Happy birthday, Jason. Why don't you pull your head out of your ass?
Ooh. Let's play a song for him for his birthday.
Wow.
Moses Malone is 56.
That's a Sixers great.
That's some greatness right there.
This is Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. I have done a lot of bad things in my life. I have fought with Jimmy Jackson. I've had sex with Tony Braxton. And I've even demanded to be traded. But all of those things are behind me now. And after meeting with my agent and Coach Clemens, I want everyone to know that this season, I'm coming in with an open mind and a willing heart. I learned a lot from Coach Mara. Now it's time to start. To learn from Coach Clemens. I'm so sorry to all my fans. We're a young team. I want you to know that I'm a Dallas Maverick 100%. Most definitely.
Well, that might be the...
Is that a reduction or what?
Really not a bad voice at all. Spot on.
What a reduction of a great career, though.
John Wayne Bobbitt is 43.
That's a former Marine.
Shaka Khan is 57.
Shaka Khan?
He was a Marine?
Yes.
Really?
Before he became a porn star.
Was
porn star.
Hot.
Yes, he had an audition down there.
You think? She's not anymore.
And then went into porn, and then became a...
Marine?
No. No, he was that...
Genius right here.
He became a minister.
What about this?
Oh,
okay.
Get into the good part.
All of a sudden, you pop.
Baby, baby, when I look at you.
I would think this would be more popular than the other one.
Nah.
But it's not, according to iTunes.
Awesome song. Keeps me satisfied. I wouldn't lie to you, baby.
Play more than this.
Let this roll for a while.
No. Scroll up it.
Hold on, just like 15 more seconds.
No, I'm going to stop it there because I feel like I need to tell you that Rick Ocasek is 61.
Wow.
That is greatness. Yes, that is greatness.
You going to celebrate this with a fake Adam's apple?
Mike.
Go ahead. Tom, what was that?
There. What?
Were you singing Heartbeat City?
Now.
That's crazy.
Spare
You're
birthday.
Just crazy.
Oh, you're hearing Heartbeat City in your head.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
I do yoga and ballet to keep fit and flexible.
It's a fart form.
A bunch of bold claims Mike has had recently.
I mostly wear leather and chains for my video chat customers.
Skull lip dip.
Skull lip dip.
All right, Johnny Logan would be 84 today.
Logan. Hey, it's Logan in the mornings.
Logan.
That's right. Spinning the hits all day.
You're in the bone.
Right.
Logan.
Uh-huh.
Carl.
You know Logan, don't
Little
you?
Little King Crimson.
I do. I do know Logan. Was invited to a very nice party.
Carl Pickens is 40.
Cincinnati.
Who cares? It's my birthday.
Now, he had a swim through Cowboys training camp once, didn't he? Or did he actually get into games? Or
I thought Bruce Coslett actually got him into a few games.
Did he play for the Packers?
Bob? No, no.
Yeah, he played for the Packers. Damn sure did, Bob.
Yeah, he played for the Packers.
Mike, you're overdoing it. Mike Remlinger, 44.
Brave.
Pitcher.
Brave.
What?
Wow, big day for Tommy Daniels. Darren Poopa is 45 today.
Oh, man. Is he an Allen American?
Big Poopa.
He is a Sabre goaltender.
Is he a Jordy Ben?
What?
Nothing.
Reboot. Reboot, Mike.
Jordy.
And Mark Burley is 31.
All of a sudden.
White Sox.
Wandered off the magic carpet.
What kind of...
You're back. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
What kind of small group is Mark Burley a member of? Multiple no-nos?
Yeah, no-no perfect game.
That can't be a very long list.
No, it's not.
Well?
You got some pretty salty guys on that list.
Big.
Well, like Kofax. Vandermeer.
All right.
Kofax is a perfect game no-no guy.
All right. I need Mike's mind to tell me how many.
Had a perfect and a no-hitter?
Yeah. I just think that's fair. That proves it's not a fluke. You don't just do it against the Rangers.
So Nolan Ryan, not that impressive?
He was almost perfect against the Rangers.
Who?
That night. Mark Burley.
We've had some really wheels-off days at Comiskey, these Rangers.
Born on this day now, dead.
That was the night they were playing so bad they wanted to get Scott Sheldon at every position, even though they were losing by 40 that night.
Yeah, that happened there.
Is that embarrassing to try to do a bit when you're getting plowed?
Why not? If you're going to do it, why not do it then?
Yes.
Born on this day now, dead, Bo Diaz and Joan Crawford.
Wait a minute, it's time for the Bo Diaz story
with Dan McDowell.
I think the follow-up to Bo Diaz is a little more important than Bo Diaz.
Joan Crawford, come on!
These strippers hired by Corbin and paid for that all look like Kim Kardashian. Next.
Damn it!